4, scene 4. Yeah, this thing puzzles me every time I read it. Let's see what lines you wanted to look at. This is where, so Hamlet, like, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are, like, escorting him away to go get on this ship and go to England. And they come across the army of Fortinbras, who is the next, like, the son of the king of Norway, who Hamlet's dad defeated, that they referred to earlier in the play. And they're kind of like on the march, and Hamlet's like, hey, what are you guys doing? And the captain says, oh, we're going to go fight this fight this over this little plot of land. And Hamlet's like, there's probably not going to be a fight. Like, it's just a little piece of land. Like, nobody's going to care. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, it's going to, like, there's people there. We're going to fight. Like, this is happening. And anytime in this day and age that there's some hand-to-hand combat like that, you can infer that there's going to be a lot of death. And that just kind of sends Hamlet into a tailspin. So he's like, oh, all these soldiers, they're going to die for this little piece of land, and it doesn't matter. And here I am, like, tiptoeing around this revenge to my father and questioning what the value of my life is, and here they are just like marching to their deaths like it's what they want. And he goes back into his existential musings. 46 to 50, he says, why yet I live to say this thing's to do, since I have cause and will and strength and means to do it. So he's like, why, like, who am I to say this is what I should be doing with my time, except for that I just get to choose, like I get to have this free will. Examples gross as earth exhort me, witness this army of such mass and charge, led by a delicate and tender prince, whose spirit with divine ambition puffed, makes mouths at an invisible event. So he's contrasting what he's going through and what his life's all about, and he's kind of like saying, at least I have a choice, like I get to choose a little bit how I die and what cause I die for. And here's this army, they don't have a choice, and they're kind of going to die for an invisible event, like this thing that doesn't really matter. He says, exposing what is mortal and unsure to all that fortune, death, and danger dare, even for an eggshell. So I think he's comparing the eggshell, like this trite, pointless, fragile thing, to their thing, that this piece of land that they're going to fight for. And he's like, you know, here are these people's lives and their mortality, and it's going to go end. And for what purpose? And then, so what purpose do I have? And he's kind of going back and forth there. I think it's worth noticing before we move on. Oh, wait, maybe somebody's picked that already. 46 to 50. And then 53 to 56. Okay, we got that part. I think before we move on, let's look at his last lines. And he says that, go to their graves like beds, fight for a plot whereon the numbers cannot try the cause. So he's kind of like, here's these people, they're going to their grave like they're going to bed, like they're not even thinking about it, they're not thinking twice about it, whereon the numbers cannot try the cause. Like, the size of the land and the number of people that are going to die for this little piece of land, they don't justify their deaths, okay? And then he's like, which is not tomb enough and continent to hide the slain. Oh, from this time forth, from now on, my thoughts be bloody or nothing worth. And I think this is the first time that Hamlet has been so verbal about his, like, violence, right? He's like, from now on, my thoughts be bloody or nothing worth. So from now on, I'm bent on blood and guts and killing people or it's not worth it. I guess at least he wants to, like, have a purpose for what he's doing, unlike these guys that are just going to go die for no reason.